Puerto Rico is still recovering from an island-wide blackout that hit yesterday, the largest since Hurricane Maria destroyed the power grid 7 months ago. It's the second major blackout in less than a week, not to mention lots of smaller outages that ripple across the island. These are a big disruption to people's lives and to the economy. NPR's Adrian Florido spoke with the owner of one business, Pucci's Cafe.
Pucci is her nickname. Her real name?
Brenda Mendez.
You can find Brenda Mendez selling espresso out the window of the little coffee kiosk she runs on the main plaza in Old San Juan. You can find her there most days. Most days because yesterday Pucci's Cafe shut down.
Tuvimos más de 12 horas sin luz ayer.
We went more than 12 hours without electricity, Mendez says, and it was a huge loss, more than $800. It was the second day in the last week that a blackout forced her to swing her window shut. But yesterday was especially painful because there were four cruise ships docked at the waterfront nearby. There were more tourists than Mendez has seen here in months. Old San Juan was in the dark.
¿Qué impresión se va a llevar ese turista que se fueron?
What impression are we giving those tourists, Mendez asks, that we're recovering from the hurricane and then we fall back down again?
¿Y Puerto Rico cómo se levanta si damos un paso para adelante y 20 para atrás?
How will Puerto Rico recover, she asks, if we're taking one step forward and 20 steps back? Mendez is fed up with these blackouts. Every single Puerto Rican is, she says. Her fellow business owners, the students whose classes get canceled, old and sick people who use power for breathing machines and other treatments. There's no way to predict when the power's going to go, and each time it does, Mendez says, the reason seems to get more absurd.
Primero se cayó un árbol. Justificaron eso. Y ayer justificaron...
Last week it was because a tree fell over, she says. That is how they explained it. Mendez says as much as she hates losing a day's work, what's worse is when her customers come by to tell her that they're done, that they're leaving the island. Just this week, 7 customers have come by to say goodbye.
12 fueron para Londres.
2 left for London, 4 for Georgia, and 1 for California, she says. There were 5 waiters and 2 teachers, all young people.
Que echen pa'lante, que Dios los bendiga.
I tell them to get ahead and may God bless them, she says, and to try to return because we'll be here waiting for them. Here in Old San Juan, the power came back late last night, so this morning, Mendez arrived early in her kiosk. And then at about 9:45, the power went out again.
Ay, Dios mío, yo dije, pensé muchas cosas malas.
Oh my God, she says, I had terrible thoughts. But it came back quickly after about 18 minutes. One of her customers, Paco Carbonell, thanked God when the power returned, because he wouldn't have to go another day without coffee. From the time you're a little kid, you get used to having your afternoon coffee, he says. You need it to get that second wind. Without it, last night, he fell asleep at 7. Tonight, he'll be up late, he said. Adrian Florido, NPR News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.